What's up? This is Mike Fenoya from Amigos, and Amigos Podcast is In the Loop, the legion of Osiris Podcasts. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. Check out OsirisPod.com and stay in the loop. Hey, what's up? This is Mike Fenoya. I'm a stand-up comedian, producer for the TV show Impractical Jokers, and host of the podcast Amigos. I'm also helplessly addicted to the band Phish. For over half of my life, I've been freakishly obsessed with this band, the community, and the endless moments they've provided us.
Dude, they're kind of like an inspirational rock band.
Now, at 40 years old, I'm taking a look back at over two decades of obsession to find out what drives this addiction, what makes them so special, and why I happily continue to make this band a priority over family, bills, and obligations. And before you judge me, take a look at yourself. You'd skip work for a fantasy draft or lie to your grandmother for a Walking Dead marathon, so back off. My thing just happens to be live music, freaking out under the lights with 20,000 of my best friends, jumping and celebrating, criticizing, traveling, planning, and partying.
I just saw a woman looking for a kid named Nugget.
Nugget! Still Chasing is a podcast series hosted by myself and my friend, author and podcaster Michael Shields. Together, we dig through our old college trunk and share our perspective on what initially drew us in, what keeps us intrigued, and continues to stoke the fire.
It just was, as you noted, so compelling that we began to organize our lives around it.
Through personal interviews with pivotal members of the community, friends, and forefathers, we not only take a look at ourselves, but we dive into the philosophy and beauty of fanaticism.
For whatever reason, Phish and the way that they play, the way they mix up their shows, was a perfect sort of field to plant a lot of dreams in.
Still Chasing provides a first-person investigation into the mind of a fanatical fan.
It features hilarious behind-the-scenes stories about the band.
Trey pulled up to a tent and got out and opened the zipper of the tent and put his head in and said, "Festival's canceled! Go home!"
Where a love of a band takes you places you never imagined.
And I headed up there with a bunch of friends and I got the chance to meet and befriend author, counterculture icon, merry prankster, Ken Kesey.
Learn why we just can't stop chasing.
I want to keep coming back because I'm feeling a pure sense of happiness and bliss, and nothing can take it from me.
Still Chasing is brought to you by Osiris and is available January 15th wherever podcasts can be heard.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's Amigos, the podcast hosted by me, Mike Fenoya, on the Osiris Network. This is the first episode of the year 2020, and I hope you all had a great holiday. I took a little bit of time off to do other stuff, now I'm back with a lot of good content. And let's talk about the business crap first and then get to the fun, shall we? So you go to Twitter.com or Instagram, and it's at Mike Fenoya, MikeFinoia, and Amigos Pod, AmigosPod. And then you go to Facebook and you go to the Amigos Podcast Discussion Group and all that other jazz. I'm trying very hard this year to get better at social media. I know that's how we interact these days, and you know it's hard because when you're performing and when you're writing and doing podcasts and all that, it's like that's the job, and you think like, cool, I did my job, or I'm doing my job, or I'm writing new jokes, or and then you got to like remember, like I also have to be an IT director, and I also have to figure out algorithms and timing and get followers and all the other crap. And it's just, I don't like it and I don't want to do it, but doing it, and I'm going to do it better with the help of some friends and talented people. And I'm going to bring you some great content in this next year and in the next decade and in the rest of your life. I'm going to entertain you guys for the rest of your entire lives. So I'm just going to be a circus bear dancing on a ball for you guys with a little hat. So that's what's going to happen. I hope you guys had a good end of 2019 into 2020. I did a bunch of fish concerts and worked on a project that is out now. It's released today, and today's episode of Amigos is going to be dedicated to explaining it to you. After I tell you about a couple things that are going on this weekend, Friday, January 17th, and Saturday, January 18th, I am headlining four shows at the Washington, D.C. Improv. It's I love the room. I've talked about it a bunch. I'm going to be back there doing four shows. You can go to dcimprov.com for tickets or mikefenoya.com for the dates and info on how to get tickets. And then I'm absolutely floored and honored to let you know that Sunday, I mean, I can't even believe I'm going to be opening up for the Impractical Jokers at Radio City Music Hall. And just saying that feels weird. Like, to be able to perform on that stage, I'm already thinking about, like, what am I going to listen to? Am I going to, like, listen to Reckoning? Because it was recorded there, and it's been such an important record that I've seen the War on Drugs there. I saw Wilco there recently. Like, when I was a kid, I used to go to, like, the Christmas show. Like, my mom would bring me in. Her and my dad would, like, we'd take the train in. I remember they're like just those weird, vivid memories when you're a kid that don't make any sense otherwise. But I just remember like people smoking, like there was this like fat old guy smoking a pipe on the train. And I remember like getting in a blizzard, we came down here and we went to Radio City. And now I'm going to be like telling jokes on that stage. It's all because of my friends, Sal and Murr and Q and Joe. And thank you to those guys for, you know, inviting me. I swear to God, I do so many cool things because of those guys that I don't, not that I don't deserve it, but I think you understand what I mean. If you have any sense of self and humility, that it's like, why am I doing this stuff every now and then, you know? But this one's big. This is New York City. It's a hometown gig. It's a very special, important venue. I'm honored to do it. So, instead of going, why am I doing this? I don't deserve it. I should just be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm fucking doing it. So I'm doing it. I'm going to show up. And if you want to see a 40-year-old man diarrhea in his pants, you can go on StubHub and get a ticket. And then I got a bunch of other stuff coming up. I'm traveling. I'm going to Minneapolis. I'm going to Atlantic City, Denver. Whole bunch of cool stuff coming up. So check out mikefenoya.com for dates. All right. Osiris Podcast Network has a lot of great podcasts and a lot of great podcasters, and I became very good friends with one of them, the host of Welcome to the Party, Pal, and Across the Margin, Michael Shields. He lives here in New York as well, and we met at an Osiris event and instantly hit it off and became buddies and, you know, whatever. We'd see each other at, like, Osiris events, and we were talking. And I was telling him about this project I was working on called Still Chasing. I'm fascinated by fanatics. And when I think about fish and I think about, you know, the music that we love and the money and the time and the sacrifice and the dedication to chasing these moments that fish provides, I think about it from a perspective of like, you know, I see comedy fanatics and I see Walking Dead fanatics and fantasy football freaks and, you know, juggalos and MMA people and whatever other stuff, Star Trek, doesn't matter. You're all, you know, Harry Potter. There's fanatics for all art, you know, and that's, I think, what drives the artist as well as the fan. And I've always been fascinated by it. And when I started doing Amigos, I started to think about this little side project about why we chase these moments. And all of 2019, I kind of did as much fish tour as I could, with a retrospective lens, thinking about, you know, all the way back to when I first started listening to Phish and how I got into it and who got me into it and why I stayed into it and the things that initially drew me in and how it's changed with technology and it's changed with age and it's changed with my little idiosyncrasies and my anxieties and all that shit. And, you know, I used to carry around a tape recorder in like the late, like 99. I brought one into Big Cypress with me and my pals, and I would bring it to, like, you know, they had that Hartford, Connecticut Music Summit where it was like Trey and Bob Weir. And I always had it in my pocket when I started writing for Relics, because you never knew when I would have the chance to interview someone. Like, I sat down with Vince Welnick one time and had like a long conversation, which I'll release. I have to scrub the audio and make sure it's even audible. But I always carried around this tape recorder, and I had tapes from me and my buddies like busting balls on the way to Cypress and on the way to other shows and, you know, sitting at our apartment reminiscing about Cypress and all that stuff. And I never really listened to them, because I would listen to them nostalgically, but I didn't listen to them with any thought of it being part of a project or anything. And then I had my tapes from when I interviewed Ken Kesey, and I told that story on Jamcast, my old podcast, but I also tell it in this project Still Chasing that I'm longly explaining. And I met him at Darien Lake in 97 when I went to see Phish there, and I kept in touch with him throughout college, and I interviewed him and I went out and lived with him, and it was just this educational on all levels moment in my life, and it changed the way I looked at things, and it changed the way I looked at, like, you know, opportunities and going for it and befriending people and not being scared of older people. You know, I think some people probably wish they went for things, but they were chicken to go for it or didn't know how to ask or whatever. And my experience with Kesey at a very young age, 20 years old, 21, was just, you know, I asked him if I could interview him, and he invited me out to his farm in Oregon, and I took him up on it. And I don't think I would have had the guts to do stand up and all this other stuff I'm doing now without that opportunity and without that experience. And I had those tapes, and I'm through podcasting and through just life, I've become friends with so many people in our community. Tom Marshall, David Gans, David introduced me to Rebecca Adams, who's this amazing professor that brought students to on Dead Tour. You know, Andy Bernstein from Headcount and the Farmer's Almanac, Scott Marks, Paul Glace, people from the Fellowship, which help fans stay sober on tour, Ken Babs. I mean, a million people. And, you know, I set out to talk with these folks about what keeps us chasing, what it is to be a fan. So all summer I had this project going on in the background, and I would go to concerts and I would kind of take note of things and say, like, oh, okay, like, you know, there's the lot and there's what did it mean to me then? What does it mean to me now? There's the internet. How did that change things? There's, you know, couch tour. There's, you know, festivals. There's Baker's Dozen. There's this, there's that. And I started working on the project, summer tour, and interviewing people and just collecting hours and hours and hours of interview. And then Long May They Run came out, and I didn't listen to it because I didn't want to be altered in my project. I'm excited actually to go and listen to it now because my project's finally out there. And Tom came out with the After Midnight project, which was, I had to listen to. I mean, that was just life-changing, an experience like none other. And I think they did such a phenomenal job. But I sat down with all these people and kind of like asked questions that I've always been wondering. And I think that I wonder a lot of the same things that other people wonder. So, you know, sitting there at Fenway in the pouring rain and, you know, going to Mohegan, the first time they're playing that venue, and going to Dick's and going to back on Island tour, and then another four night New Year's run and all that. And it's just looking at all of this from a retrospective I was such an incredible experience this year. Like, I feel like I've got a newfound appreciation, not only for the band, but for the relationship that I have with the band and the love that I have for the people that go to the shows with me and the people I don't know at the shows and the, you know, the crew and the everything. I mean, it's just so incredible that this thing that got me, you know, got my tail wagging 24, 25 years ago is still doing it for me. And Still Chasing is a kind of one season dropped all at once, soup to nuts look at me and Mike Shields, you know, legacy following the band Phish from getting our first tape to going to our most recent show. We kind of cover everything in between, and we talk to folks in the community about, you know, going to shows, following your bliss, following your, you know, the music you love, navigating the lot, figuring out what Shakedown was, you know, getting our AAA books and travel arrangements ready, getting arrested on the road, you know, the shows, the various elements of what we do and how it makes us feel and how it's inspired us. And I think that's the important thing. Really is it ends, kind of culminates the whole project in, you know, Mike Shields and I, like after I did all the interviews and tour kind of ended between summer and fall tour, we kind of sat down and like we listened to the interviews I did and we hashed out some stuff and we talked and, you know, we kind of, you know, went over different formats and it all worked out to be like more of like him and I interviewing each other. And then we pepper in these, you know, audio clips and I include a never before heard piece of my interview with Ken Kesey. And I'd like to thank Jesse Lauder for helping clean up some of the audio on that. It's just really I think the thing that I'm most excited about with this project coming out today is just that, like, I said I was going to do it and I did it. And I think that every now and then we all kind of need to maybe like take a look back at like the shit that we did accomplish instead of everything that we haven't done yet. And I'm happy that this is out and I'm ready to kind of like put it behind me and move on. But the thing that's kind of cool about it is that I realized in talking to people about this project that like there's fanatics for everything. And fanaticism is something, an obsession and dedication to the thing you love and chasing moments and not, you know, that fear of missing out and all that is a real thing. And it's something that should be paid attention to, because I think that it's it maybe is what helps us create those gaps in our thought during the day when you're standing in line and you're stressed about bills or you got to pick up the kids or you got to, you know, you're alone or you're whatever. You can kind of, you know, go to that place in your head, go to that festival in your head or go to that MMA fight in your head or whatever it may be and kind of escape. And when you go to these things, it's just, you're filling that bank. You're filling that bank with like cool stuff, you know? And, that's really what it's all about. I think that's what life is. And I've always had this like thing where I'm going to quit Phish. I'm like, once I see that show that does it for me, that I know I can never top, I'm done. I quit. And I realized, you know what? I'm never going to quit. Like I just got done with 4 nights at MSG. And it was exhausting and it was frustrating and it was, you know, a pain in the ass in ways and it was expensive. But you know what? It was all worth it, because I know if I wasn't there, I'd be like, God damn it. Like, how did I miss this? Why am I not seeing this amazing tweezer? Why didn't I not catch the, you know, Beatles bust out? Or who's this guy with the flute running around on stage? This band is so good at keeping us enticed. And, you know, like Trey said on... I think when he was at Carnegie Hall, live music is the antidote to his perpetual discontent. And I couldn't agree more. And live music is the thing that gets me where I need to be mentally and emotionally and physically and whatever, and out of my own head. And I'm very proud of the product that we came out with Still Chasing. And I would like to take the opportunity to thank, you know, everybody at the Osiris camp, especially Mike Shields for doing this project with me. Go check out his great podcasts. I'd like to thank everybody that we interviewed. I'm going to share throughout the next couple weeks. Now, I did a lot of interviews with a lot of great people, and we cut and pasted snippets of the interview throughout the project. David Gann's phenomenal interview, Rebecca Adams, Tom Marshall, the list goes on. I mean, it's really just from sobriety at shows to, you know, Andy Bernstein talking about the Farmer's Almanac and headcount. And I mean, there's so many great, Tom Marshall tells these stories about, you know, him being buddies with Trey way, way, way back. And we're like driving around Clifford Ball before it opened and like just goofing off and all that shit. It's just so interesting. And what I'm going to do in the next couple weeks is I'm going to share the full interviews that I did with these people. So that'll hopefully draw you guys to, you know, go listen to the project. It's a fun listen. It's like seven short episodes. Right smack in the middle is my story about Ken Kesey and, you know, a couple nice chunks of the interview I did with him. You know, a prologue, an epilogue, whatever. And I dig it, and I'm glad I did it, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. But I'd like to thank everybody at Osiris. I'd like to thank Bart at Spotify and Live for Live Music and Jam Bass and everybody that's helping promote it and plug it. And it means a lot to get it off my chest. I think after I interviewed Ken Kesey, I kind of thought about, like, you know, I did the interview and then I published part of it in Relics, but I felt like something was undone. I felt like I didn't do the experience justice personally. And now I feel like I did. So I think this is mission accomplished. And that's going to be it for this week's Amigos. I just wanted to tell you guys, head over and listen to Still Chasing. Go listen to After Midnight. Go listen to the David Crosby project. There's an amazing project coming out about all the Dick's picks. I can't wait to listen to that. It's really cool that there's so much information about the music that we love out there. And Osiris is a giant part of it, a major, major piece of the puzzle. And I'm very, very honored to be a part of it. So thanks again, everyone. Stay tuned. I got a bunch of great stuff coming up for you this year. And have a great week and enjoy Still Chasing. And let me know what you think. Hit me up. And we've got a lot more seasons of that to come. I think there's a lot of fanatical fans that need to be covered. So enjoy. I love you guys. Thanks again. Peace. Adios.